What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Coffee with Corey. I'm your host, Corey Smith, here to discuss NC State, Virginia, no longer in Brazil. We're not doing a samba in Brazil anymore, unfortunately. So I had Jackie Franchulli from Wahoo's 24/7. Wanted you to have you jump on so we could discuss this from both sides. But first of all, how are you doing this morning? And how are things going on the UVA side with all this stuff going on?
I'm already enjoying coffee just like you. It's been an interesting 12 hours, not even 12 hours. This morning I got a call saying, like, I hope you didn't book your travel to Brazil. And that was threw me off for a loop a little bit. And then it just happened all quickly. It was like, what? I got the call at 8:39 in the morning and then started looking into it. And by 11:20, as I was packing up my son to go get the swimming lessons, it broke. It was quite crazy.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, this was a very weird game from the start. This was obviously there's a lot of international games. You know, UNC and TCU will play in Ireland this year. I know there's some other international games, and obviously there have been several in the past, whether it's been Germany or any number of overseas places. But this one always felt like kind of a strange one in general, like the first one in South America, first one in Brazil. We got the contract terms for the NC State side. I know you're still awaiting them for you. Yes. You might not actually get them now at this point. But it was written that, you know, NC State was going to get $2 million out of this. So clearly this was something that was beneficial. I would have assumed that UVA would have gotten significantly more monies given the fact that this would have been a what should have been a home game for them. But just your thoughts on the cancellation of this, but also just, you know, the way this game is kind of all unfolded as well.
Yeah, so a source had told me, because I, like you said, I've been waiting for the contract since my first submitted the FOIA request last November, and keeps kind of getting pushed down the road. I'm waiting. I emailed them this morning before everything kind of broke. But I had been told that Virginia was expected to get more than NC State in playing the game in Brazil. And like you said, it kind of makes sense because they were giving up a home game there. So the expectation was Virginia was making really good money playing down there. And that was, you know, in an NIL era, that's really good for them. Like, the more money you can get, the more you can spend on your roster. So that was kind of the game plan for Virginia. But it seemed like logistically there were things that, from talking to sources, that people weren't agreeing on how to do certain things. And then with the global climate that what it is, and with some security concerns, it came to a point where parties just couldn't move forward with the game, according to people we talked to. I think for Virginia, for them, they're getting a home game back. Yeah. So considering they have a neutral site game against West Virginia in Charlotte, having an ACC home opener now against NC State certainly helps them. And it certainly helps them with recruiting. I mean, now you have a great opener on week zero. You're not competing with many other state side games in the ACC now. So that's really good for Virginia. So logistically for Virginia, this is actually really good for them. Coming up out of a really big year, winning 11 wins. So Virginia is going to take this and run with it. This is going to be a home game, and they're going to be able to do much building momentum on the recruiting trail because you're able to host players now, and you're not competing with many other teams. For Virginia, honestly, this was the best thing that could have happened for them because of that.
Yeah, I think one of the interesting aspects of this too was ESPN coming, or them saying, not ESPN coming out and saying it, but the ACC coming out and saying, like, they're still working with the broadcasting partners, still working to get, you know, the exact time and date. I mean, how important is this, not only from a recruiting standpoint for Virginia, you know, to keep this in, you know, in week zero and on a Saturday, not, you know, God forbid they move it to week zero and say, all right, we're going to play this game on a Friday night now. That would be the absolute dumbest thing you could possibly do, but wouldn't surprise me. I mean, how important is it for this game to stay in week zero from a visibility standpoint for both of these teams as well? Because while you might not be making this money, you know, overseas, you know, we do know the way that the ACC contracts are written. We know that the way the revenue works for them, that if you finish inside the top five in the ACC, you know, from a visibility standpoint and you're broadcasting, you have a chance to make that much more money as well.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, this is huge for both programs. Again, in the NIL era, every single dollar helps, yeah. Right? You're competing against other programs to keep your roster together, not even looking for new rosters. You're competing to keep the roster that you have. So every dollar matters and every win matters in the grand scheme of things. And I mean, you just, I know if NC State, you have a lot of national games too, but for Virginia, that Florida State game that they had in primetime on Friday night opened a lot of people's eyes to the program and what Tony Elliott was able to do last year. I mean, I don't know how many times I've talked to recruits post that game and they refer, hey, I saw Virginia beat Florida State on a Friday night. I saw the field storm. That game was a primetime game. It's one of the most viewed Virginia game last season. And guess what? People still refer to that game. So in the same way, if you're a week zero game, you're a national game, that's going to help NC State and Virginia, because you get to show this is the product on the field. And Virginia, for a team who's never won 11 games, they won 11 games last year, they're trying to show people last year was not a fluke for them. So for them, this is a good opportunity to say, we're starting from where we left off. So that this is a big deal for both programs.
Yeah, one of the things I was going to add to that, by the way, when I said being on a Friday would be dumb for all those reasons, what I'm referring to is the fact that it is a week zero game. There are high school football games still going on at that point. Yeah. So, you know, you wouldn't be able to get the recruits in that you want to because it would be played on Friday night. So that's all I was referring to. Yes, it would give you potentially more eyeballs on a primetime game on a Friday night, but still, that doesn't help you from a recruiting standpoint.
Virginia wants that, right? Virginia, because if you look at their rest of their home slates, it's not the best home slate for Virginia. Their bigger matchups are on the road with Virginia Tech on the road, Florida State on the road, SMU on the road. The Duke game is on a Friday night. This is huge for Virginia if they can get that on Saturday.
Yeah, the other thing I was going to add to this too was we talked about it a little bit, and I think it's going to be interesting to see how this all unfolds because, you know, on the NC State side of things, the way it was released from them and the ACC was basically saying, you know, basically this is on the fault of Athlete Advantage, saying, you know, the company Athlete Advantage informed the ACC and participating schools that the event could not be conducted. So if that falls on Athlete Advantage, now I don't know how it was written for UVA, and we might never know. We'll see. But for NC State, it was written that, you know, if it's on the fault of Athlete Advantage in this situation, they should get a $1.5 million buyout. Now, whether or not they will, you know, Athlete Advantage could very well file for bankruptcy tomorrow and not be able to pay that out. So those types of things could change, but it's supposed to be paid within 30 days of the cancellation. So that's something interesting to kind of watch for in all of this too, is NC State trying to still net some of that money. But this also hurts. I mean, you know, Jackie, I'm sure you know this as well, but like it also hurts from a standpoint of the NIL money that individual players were supposed to be netting too. Because I know from the background, CJ Bailey was supposed to be one of the players that was expected to help promote this. So he was expected to get more NIL dollars off of his deal because of being able to help promote things on the, you know, for Brazil and for this game and trying to get people to buy into these things. I mean, you know, how much does this hurt the, you know, the way that you can be able to kind of spend that money as well, especially if, you know, Brazil was supposed to be paying UVA significantly more than what they may have made at a home game as well?
Yeah, so that's a good question. Now, for Virginia, too, you mentioned Bailey. Sources were telling me that Cam Robinson was probably the guy that they were going to help use promote this game for Virginia. And that's actually one of the logistics things that there were some disagreements in how to handle those promotions and going to Brazil. So there was a lot of things going on behind the scenes there. But yeah, they need to figure out how you can make up that extra money. Now, one way you can say is if you get still the primetime game, you get some revenue and you end up top five in viewership in ACC, that can help a little bit. And then for Virginia, you're hoping that this will inspire fans to get in there and maybe get more home game money there from revenue, because Florida State was probably the most highest attended game. I believe there was one more, but I think Florida State was the highest attended game for Virginia. So you're kind of looking into that as well. Like, how can you kind of increase revenue? But for NIL, I mean, that is a good question, is how can you had an expectation of the budget of this year of getting this game. What can they do to offset that next?
Yeah, that's the problem too, is we're talking about, you know, future NIL money at that point. You're talking about, you know, all the revenue that you can make off of TV deals. Well, that's going to be for next season. That's not going to be for this season if you finish top five. Whereas this was all supposed to be money that was paid out within 30 days of the game itself being played. So, you know, it does, I will say this, if NC State's able to get $1.5 million from that, it helps to offset not only the $2 million that you didn't get, but also I'm pretty sure there was going to be over $500,000 spent to send an entire football team, to fly an entire football team down there to get visas for every single one of those players. More than likely to help them get passports too. So
and vaccinations as well.
Yes, vaccinations for yellow fever, all these different like random things that people didn't even think of when it came to this. But so that helps to offset it potentially as well. All right, last thing I wanted to ask you too, just your thoughts super early for this game, but what are your thoughts on where UVA stands coming out of spring camp and just thoughts on this team and how they're looking going into this upcoming season? Because clearly, whether or not it's week zero, week one, or in Charlottesville or played on the moon, these two teams will play each other.
What do you think the visa requirements will be if we played on the moon?
We can ask Christina Cook. She flew around the moon. So NC State graduate, by the way. So.
Oh, okay.
There, yeah.
There you go. But no, I think I actually feel better for Virginia in this game. I actually was talking about Elliot because we had our summer school session this morning, our taping, and I was saying that I wasn't sure how both teams would handle the travel because that's double-digit hours on the plane. Virginia was going to be 50 minutes away from their wherever they were going to practice. So every day you would get on the bus for 50 minutes one way, then 50 minutes back. That obviously affects you. You're eating different foods. I mean, your routine is going to be completely gone. So I wasn't sure how either team was going to affect each other. Now they're going into it like a normal college football game. And they're playing at home, and I think Virginia might – I would give Virginia the edge because of their offensive line. Usually when I'm doing these preview shows, I always say, well, Virginia's offensive line, I have this question, I have this question. This year, the offensive line is the strength of the team. They return a lot of veterans, a lot of guys that NC State fans will be remembering, like Mikhail Boley and Noah Josie. Those guys are back. So I feel more confident in Virginia's offensive line, which will help their run game. Because they have a lot of different options in the running game, which will allow Bo Prabula to settle in and run with the ball as well. And if you have a run game, it opens up the passing game. So I think that will help Virginia kind of get more at ease with the situation and having control of the environment now being at Scott Stadium. I think Virginia will have a better start to the season than they would have if they're flying to Brazil in 13-hour flights.
And 50-minute drives every day and having to deal with it. 50 minutes there and 50 minutes back. So you're talking about almost 2 hours, depending on, you know, the way the driver might have been. So, but yeah, this it's going to be interesting to see how all this unfolds. Again, we're still waiting to find the exact date and time that this game will be played. Initially, it was supposed to be August 29th at 3:30 kickoff in Brazil. Now it's completely up in the air. We'll see ultimately what this holds. You really hope that this stays in a good spot just for both teams, also for the ACC as a whole, because you want as much visibility as you can. And you also want to be able to sell to people like these are two quality teams, because I think a lot of people, it's, you know, funny, Jonald here, you know, was joking and said, no surprise, NCSU and UVA can't sell tickets in Brazil, win some games in the States first. Yeah, well, you know, one of the things I'll say is, you know, UVA was very, very good last year. I think a lot of people forget that. Going through the offseason because of the fact they weren't able to ultimately make the college football playoff. This is still a team that has a chance to make a push. And NC State, I think if the schedule keeps falling kind of the way that they expect it to, and they have a chance to be able to compete as well, to be at least in the top of the ACC this upcoming season too. So these are two teams battling for those positions, but also for the ACC, you want to be able to kind of say, like, these are two teams that we feel like can be marketable and can be at the top tier of the ACC as well. So, Jackie, anything else that you wanted to add before we head out of this thing?
No, I am half disappointed because I will not be able to see family for some family that I've never met in person. So that I'm kind of a little bit disappointed there. But honestly, I think for Virginia, this is a good opportunity for them to play against in front of the home crowd. So I think Virginia, I think fans are appreciative of this, especially coming out of a good season.
Yeah, because you said your father is originally from Brazil?
My mom is from São Paulo. Yeah, my mom's from São Paulo. So I hadn't met some of my aunts and uncles, so we were trying to map out if I was going to travel there. So unfortunately, I told them, I was like, I'm sorry, I'm staying stateside. Maybe you guys can come to me this time.
Yeah, I was going to say, maybe you guys can come out, come to the game that you're originally supposed to come to. And it'll probably cost significantly less, too, because I would think, the flights are still going to be expensive, but yes. So, all right. Well, Jackie, I appreciate you for jumping on, and thank you to everybody else that jumped on. We'll have as much more from this game as we can kind of put out there in the coming days and weeks. Obviously, we'll still wait to find out when and what time it will be played, things along those lines. But thank you to everybody for jumping on. We will talk to you again soon.